Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Friday Fun Day on the Connor Happer Show. We don't have a specific agenda. We're just kind of going with the flow on a Friday. I mean, there's a plan, of course. We know what we're going to talk about. But it's also open for you to chime in. 402-951-1620. Or you can send an email to Josh and he'll relay it to me. I don't have a 1620 email address.
Sad.
It's very sad. Josh does.
Josh O at 1620 The Zone.
There you go. Send Josh an email. He'll relay it to me. You like what I'm saying? You hate what I'm saying? You don't like me personally. It's fine. Get it in. We will take all beef and grudges on a Friday. So yesterday I saw that Seth Davis had released an updated top 25 for the 23-24 college basketball season following the decisions of who's in, who's out NBA draft. He came out with an earlier one that had Duke at number one and it had Creighton at number 25. And this was assuming that Kalkbrenner, Alexander, Nembhard, and Kaluma were all gone. So despite, you know, potentially losing all four of those players, he still had Creighton in the top 25, which is pretty good.
You'll take that. It's the goal.
But now that we know only Nembhard and Kaluma have left, and they've added Stephen Ashworth, Baylor Shireman staying put, where's Creighton? Well, let's go through it. Duke, no longer the number one team in Seth Davis's top 25. This is from The Athletic. Josh, would you hazard a guess as to who's number one?
Oh, my.
Keep it simple.
Duke.
Kansas.
Duke
is number two.
Yeah.
So he had Kansas at four, and he moves them up to number one after the commitment of Hunter Dickinson.
That's right, that guy.
And Kevin McCullough. So, the rich get richer. Jayhawks, number one. Duke, down to two. Not by virtue of anything they lost, but just because of what Kansas gained. Purdue, in at number three after the return of Zach Edey.
That makes sense.
Jumping up from his initial ranking of 15th. Purdue now returning six of their top seven scorers from the team that won the Big Ten championship and got bounced in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
People forget.
You might also remember, though, it's fun to drag Purdue through the mud because they lost in the first round. But Virginia lost in the first round. Remember what they did the next year?
They were kind of stinky, weren't they? Or no.
They won the national championship.
Yeah, that's right.
They got bounced. They were the first ever one seed to lose in the first round, and the next year they returned most of that team and won a national title.
There you go, Boilermakers.
So while it is fun to poke at Purdue, they're probably going to be pretty good again and probably won't get bounced in the first round again. The numbers bear that out. Another Big Ten team in at number four. They drop all the way from number two. It's Michigan State.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Jaden Adkins and AJ Hogger decided to come back to school. That gives Tom Izzo a pretty healthy crop of returning starters to go along with Tyson Walker and Malik Hall. Michigan State, by all accounts, is going to be pretty good. First Big East team comes in at number 5. Who would you say it is?
First Big East team?
Yeah.
At number 5. I mean, I would maybe say Creighton, but give me UConn, I guess.
It's Marquette.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're returning a bunch.
Yep. Omax Prosper decided to stay in the draft, so Marquette drops in these rankings from 3rd to 5th.
Shaka's got it going on.
Yeah. Marquette, obviously, I mean, the Big East regular season, Big East tournament champs, had a little bit of a stumble. The NCAA tournament didn't quite live up to expectations there, but got a lot coming back. We have another Big East team at number 6.
Is this it?
Your Creighton Blue Jays.
Oh.
All the way up from number 25. Based on the return of Ryan Kalkbrenner.
It's a big jump.
And Trey Alexander and the addition of Steven Ashworth. So UConn in Seth Davis's top 10 to start the season. And I said yesterday, with the return of those two, I think they're pretty much a surefire second weekend team. And you heard Ravi Lula in the afternoon yesterday say it's a Final Four caliber team. I mean, if you're number 6, that I think that puts you in the top 8 at least. And once you get to that stage, anything can happen. So
Andy Katz just did a bracketology for next season, and he's got Creighton as a 3 seed.
Just rounding out some other notables, the Florida Atlantic comes in at 7 with the return of Elijah Martin and John L. Davis. You've got UConn in at number 12 after Andre Jackson Jr. decided to stay in the draft. So they're losing Adama Sanogo, Andre Jackson Jr., and Jordan Hawkins. Those are 3 big pieces of that team. They do have a good incoming class. Then they will retain Tristan Newton and Donovan Klingon. Gonzaga, 18th. Illinois.
Feels low for the Zags.
Yeah. A little bit of a drop-off, perhaps. And Seth Davis is saying that they're still pursuing the North Dakota State transfer, Grant Nelson, and Seth Davis thinks that they probably need to land him to continue that run of success that they've had. And then after Terrence Shannon, somewhat surprisingly, decided to return to Illinois, they cracked the top 25 after not making the rankings in the initial, and they come in at 24. So, Big East teams, you got Marquette, Creighton, and UConn all in the top 15. Got from the Big Ten, Purdue and Michigan State at 3-4. And then Illinois all the way down at 24th. So last season going into the year, there was a lot of top 5 hype for Creighton. They were sort of in that conversation. They were definitely in the top 10. Some had them as high as like 2 or 3. And now we start the offseason in earnest after we know where everybody's going to be. Right? Like you can't start this thing of projecting who's going to be the dominant teams in college basketball until you know who's in and who's out. And we know that now. So here are the projections that actually start to matter. When we know who's on the team and who's not. Creighton at 6, man. Like, those are the same expectations that they had last year. And it's largely the same team that they had last year. So you start to wonder about what does a successful season now look like for Creighton? First, they made the Elite Eight for the first time. Great. Seconds away from a Final Four. Great. Is it Final Four or bust now? Like, do they have to get to the final weekend for it to be considered a success? This is likely the last ride with this team. Like, I don't see, maybe Kalkbrenner comes back again, possibly. Alexander, this is his last ride. Shireman can't come back. This is the last time that this group is going to be together. And there is a concerning aspect to this whole thing. Sometimes when you get the band back together for one last run, it can fall flat. And there are a multitude of reasons why that can happen. But one of them is, what is the motivation for coming back? If the motivation for coming back is, okay, we want to do this again together, and we want to try and get a championship. That's the right motivation. If everybody's coming back is motivated by primarily their own personal gain and what they have to gain from coming back and putting another season on film, that's when I think it can get a bit hairy. Because just like last night, with the Nuggets and the Heat in game one of the NBA Finals, Nikola Jokic, he took, what, 5 shots in the first half, I think, was the stat?
That sounds about right, yeah.
And he said in his post-game comments, we're just trying to win the game however we can. It doesn't matter. Like, we have to win the game. That's the number one thing. And yet, he got his statistics. He got the 9th triple-double of the postseason. But early on, like, he wasn't scoring, and he didn't need to. So he was just doing what he had to do. If the team comes back together with that mentality, this could be an all-timer of a Creighton team. If they come back and it's sort of like, well, I'm trying to increase my draft profile, and I got to do these certain things, and I got to put together these metrics, and I've got to take X number of shots, and I got to, you know, show my 3-point shooting ability. If you have a number of guys on the team who are of that mindset, it might not go well. Now, the culture that Greg McDermott has created at Creighton, I don't think that's going to be a problem, but you don't know until you see it. The expectations are going to be really high once again for the Blue Jays, especially with the announcements yesterday of Kalkbrenner and Alexander coming back. And Seth Davis thinks so. He has him at number 6 in his top 25. We got 1 hour down. We got our first guest of the show coming up. Brian Munson stops by from Husker Online. We'll talk some recruiting on a big recruiting weekend in Lincoln. It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.